Welcome to this 12th installment of our inner life sessions. I'm in a living room today, so I'm kind of have a different setup, so I hope that this will work out. And so I'd like to start with a little bit of singing, just to tune us in and bring us into our hearts. And just to let go of all the things that were before, and really settle in our hearts and really be, kind of relaxing as much as we can in this moment. Bismillah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim. Ghairil maghdubi 'alaihim. May what we do next be blessed and held and protected by the One and by all the beings of light. So I think I'm gonna just kneel in front of the laptop here. So we have been reading the chapter of the commentary on the inner life, which was the chapter on the fulfillment of the obligations of human life. So, and with each time we just uncover another little layer and looking at different nuances, different aspects of what is this, you know, human obligation that we are here to fulfill. So, Agateka. So just for those who don't know, oh, we have Anjil here, who you cannot see, but she's from Malaysia, and it's in the middle of the night in Malaysia just now. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that. So, so welcome, Anjil. And so just for you to know that when I say Gateka, then this is what Hazrat Inayat Khan is saying. That's his words. And then Tasawwuf is Murshid Sam's commentary on, you know, it's the spiritual commentary. It's tuning into these words and feeling their meaning and expanding the meaning for us in a different way. So we start with Gateka. There is nothing in this world, wealth, rank, position, power, or learning, that can give such conceit as the slightest little amount of spiritual knowledge. And once a person has that conceit, then they cannot take a further step. They are nailed down to that place where they stand, because the very idea of spiritual realization is in selflessness. And then Tasawwuf. That is why it has taken so many years to introduce properly the teachings of the Orient. And not only the religions and spiritual philosophies, but much of the knowledge of Asian lands in so many directions has been kept from the public by the men of self-conceit. And unfortunately, only too often, they have been accepted as authorities. So the people of the West, who have learned so much on so many things, have not really learned about the people of lands who think different, behave different, and worship different. One of the best ways to learn is to mingle with such people and ask them questions, join in their meals, their devotions, their games. Then one does not only become popular, but one learns much more than by other efforts. This is one of the easiest and best ways to learn, and this is the humility in action, the real humility. So I say, it kind of really resonates with me right now, because just being, having been in Thailand and with all these so beautiful people from different countries in Asia, who just each brought so much richness and abundance, and yeah, it was just something else altogether, very, very special. And yes, it's what we talk about when we say that Sufism cannot be learnt by words or by reading a book, because reading the book is not the same as actually you know, feeling, experiencing it. It's like watching somebody else dance. We cannot get the experience of the dance, you know, we need to dance it ourselves. So that's what we are talking about here, like really feeling what's going on and what's the real essence of these different ways of worshipping, living, playing, laughing, you know, all of that. So Gateka. One has either to realize oneself as something or as nothing. In this realization of nothingness, there is spirituality. If one has any little knowledge of the inner laws of nature and is proud of it, or if one has any sense of thinking how good I am, how kind I am, how generous, how well-mannered, how influential and how attractive, the slightest idea of anything of this kind coming into the mind closes the doors which lead into the spiritual world. Tasavvuf. There is a whole Buddhist scripture called the Diamond Sutra, which gives out this teaching. And yet, there has been a class of people with this conceit to give out what they call instructions, and they prove at every step that they do not understand it. They do not behave in accord with the scripture. And yet there are others who make no pretense, and they have had the spiritual realization which is latent in this sutra. And then Hazrat Inayat Khan goes on to say, it is such an easy path to tread, and yet so difficult. Pride is most natural to human being. We may deny a virtue a thousand times in words, but we cannot help admitting it with our feelings, for the ego itself is pride. Pride is the ego, and we cannot live without it. Tasavvuf. Nor need we be surprised that many make a show of something they call humility. There is no pompousness in it, no show, yet it is a pride, often a great self-conceit. Because this type of person, while pretending to deny himself or herself, does not see the good in others or admit the superiority of others. So it's interesting that Hazrat Inayat Khan is talking about that, yeah, pride is, you know, most natural to human beings, and yet we cannot live without it, because that's just our human nature. We have that sense of pride. So I'd like to propose a little practice here, and use two wazifas, two divine names, two qualities, to invoke these two qualities inside, and, you know, find where they live inside of our being. One of them is Ya Muiz. Ya Muiz. Ya Muiz. And this is the quality of kind of like raising ourselves up to the, like, to, it's the one who gives us high self-esteem. And it is the antidote to our attachment to reputation and for, you know, like self-aggrandizement when we feel, oh, we are so great. Because Yamuiz, we know that all this comes from the one. All the high self-esteem and all of that. That is when we are in tune with the universe, in tune with the infinite, you could say, then the universe pours this high self-esteem through us and to our heart. So it's kind of like it's that antidote. It does not come from us, you know. We are just the vehicle that high self-esteem and low self-esteem flow through. So the second quality, the second wazifa is Ya Mudhil. Ya Mudhil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mozil. I'm going to mute Dominique so just so that there is no echo. So Yamuzil, and this is the opposite of Yamuiz. When Yamuiz is the one who gives us, like, gifts us this sense of high self-esteem, then Yamuzil is the one who brings us low. It's like it's the one who really helps us to see ourselves as the lowest of the low, and it's the same way, like with the highest self-esteem. It's just what flows through us, and sometimes bitter medicine is needed, because our pride can be such that we don't hear, or we don't see, we don't get the lesson that is given to us, or we don't get the whatever we need to be doing, and so we sort of need to really let go of that sense of ego and say yes, not in any sort of sense of false humility, but really say yes, I am the lowest of the low, and that's also the divine gift. So, and this is antidote for when we are stuck in that place of we feel shame about something, or we feel humiliation, or we really feel kind of like our shadows are so big. So, paradoxically, this is the antidote for that condition as well, because again, it's like, okay, it's not me, it's just flowing through me. So let's do both of these for just a short while. Yamuiz, Yamuzil, Yamuiz, Yamuzil, Yamuiz. Yamuiz, Yamuzil, 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 Yamuiz, Yamuzil. Now taking a few moments, just breathing in Yamuiz, breathing out Yamuzil. Feeling the living connection with these two qualities. Then letting go of the words and few more breaths, just with feeling whatever we feel inside right now. I mean, so now we carry on with a little bit more reading. Gatheka. In order to attain to spiritual knowledge, in order to become conscious of the inner life, a person does not need to learn very much, because here one has to know what they already know. Only one has to discover it in oneself. For one's understanding of spiritual knowledge, one does not need the knowledge of anything except oneself. One acquires the knowledge of the self, which is oneself, so near and yet so far. Tasavvuf. There is a teaching in the Upanishads that all knowledge is none other than knowledge of the self. And the celebrated British philosopher Bertrand Russell, whose outlooks are so different, has admitted, "We cannot prove logically that there is any knowledge other than that of self." We cannot prove logically that there is any knowledge other than that of self. Gatheka. Another thing the lover of God shows is the same tendency as the human lover. They do not talk about their love to anybody. They cannot talk about it. Tasavvuf. And often when a person talks about it, others are attracted for a short while. But such a one who talks about love for God does not show the love for humankind. That person does not know it, may be a conceit, and that The abstraction is nothing but an extended form of one's own ego. And the lover of God may show it in their eyes, their forehead, their attitude and manner in being most gracious with others. Yet there are Madzubs who are among the greatest lovers of God who often choose to act otherwise, just to throw us off the path. Gateka. We cannot say how much we love our beloved. No words can express it. And besides, we do not feel like talking about it to anybody. Even if we could, in the presence of our beloved, we could close our lips. We would close our lips. How then could the lover of God make a profession, I love God? Yet there are many who make this profession. When one comes close, there is nothing but a claim. There is no love. There are none of the signs which one expects in the lover. And if anything, the lover of God would show more of these real love signs if they really loved. Gateka. The true lover of God keeps their love silently hidden in their heart, like a seed sown in the ground. And if the seedling grows, it grows in their actions toward their fellow humans. The true lover of God keeps their love silently hidden in their heart, like a seed sown in the ground. And if the seedling grows, it grows in their actions toward their fellow humans. That's so beautiful. Tasawuf. This is the teaching of the great ones, and the non-practice of those who have used religions as sources of power expressions. No wonder then that we find it more among the monks and nuns of Christianity and not among the laity, because the rituals and sermons do not emphasize it. They seek to exploit the masses to promote some ideals and do not give the masses the opportunity to grow or even to know. Therefore, Muhammad said there should be no monkery in Islam, that the virtues of the heart belong to everybody and are not to be confined to a few special persons. Nor is it necessary to return from society in order to express the love, human or divine. Gateka. So this is really our path, that, you know, we go and we do our kilvat, we do our retreat, but we don't withdraw from humanity, we don't withdraw from the world, we stay in the world and we live in the world, and it is through the actions and through our being in the world, and the way we are and we act with others and towards others, that's where our practice is, and that's where our, you know, that's what where our inner life shines out. Gateka. They cannot act except with kindness. They cannot feel anything but forgiveness. Every moment, every movement they make, everything they do speaks of their love, but not their lips. So everything else apart from their lips speaks of their love. Tasawuf. Therefore, Sufis and lovers of God may express themselves in various ways. It was Jalaluddin Rumi who has given so much poetry that many are not aware of his prose. And yet, always there was this central theme of love, a divine love which did not exclude anything human. And he left his work, both a work of erudition and an encyclopedia for the lovers. And it is possibly today, and it is possible today to work in the same spirit, using music, dancing, and all the arts to effect the awakening of the human heart and to bring to the surface the latent powers of everybody. So that's Murshid Sam's genius, you know, bringing these dances of universal peace to us and, you know, introducing us to this vast body of music and dance and movement as a meditation, as a connection between others and ourselves. And yeah, so that's the magic we are living, how lucky we are. Gateka, this shows that in the inner life, the greatest principle that one should observe is to be unassuming and quiet, without any show of wisdom, without any manifestation of learning, without any desire to let anyone know how far one has advanced, not even letting oneself know how far one has gone. To that, Murshid Sam says, you know, that's Tasawwuf now. Actually, this is impossible. Though there are grades, and though we may even know how much these grades differ from one another, they do not have common denominators. You cannot always express the awareness of one grade in the language of another, but you can make others feel it. And therefore, sometimes there is the practices of Dawaji or Darshan to enable others to learn by feeling. So this is the transmission of the teachings via glance, you know, just via the glance. But in this, there is no speech communication. When speech is used, it is for quite another purpose. I'd like to do another practice now. I'd like to invite you to use another two qualities, another two wazifas, to probe a little bit further into this this theme of, you know, when there need to be words and when there don't need to be words. So we are going to use one of the qualities is ya sami, and this is the usually translated as the ever hearing one, but it's the quality of hearing with the ears of the heart. It's the quality that helps us to hear someone else by hearing the meaning behind the words, beyond the words. You know, sometimes we are, especially when we are in conflict of some kind, sometimes we hear the words of another and we just don't get it. We just don't get what they're saying. But so this Yasami helps us to take our hearing into our heart and hear it with our heart, you know, hear it, understanding the meaning with our heart. And then the other wazifa is Yabasir, and that is the that is seeing through the eyes of the heart. So it's the usually translated as the ever-seeing one. So it's that quality that helps us to see, to look at the world through the eyes of our heart. And this helps us to overcome that sense of loneliness or separateness. Because once we start looking and seeing through the eyes of the heart, There is no separation. Then we can live in the vision of God. So let's do these two just for a little bit. And just feeling that all the hearing is the hearing through the heart, and all the seeing is the seeing through the heart, seeing with the eyes of the heart. We do that in the dances all the time. Ya basir, ya sami, ya basir, ya sami, ya basir, ya sami, ya basir, ya sami, ya basir. Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami. Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami. Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami. Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami. Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami. Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Sami. Now we breathe in Basir Sami and breathing out Basir Sami. And then letting go of the words. Amen. So last couple of paragraphs and then we finish this chapter. Kateka. The task to be accomplished is the entire forgetting of oneself and harmonizing with one's fellow human. Acting in agreement with all, meeting everyone on their own plane, speaking to everyone in their own tongue, answering the laughter of one's friends with a smile and the pain of another with tears. Standing by one's friends in their joy and their sorrow, whatever be one's own grade of evolution. So he's just summarizing what it is, our human obligation. Isn't that beautiful? The obligation, I think the word can have connotation of like pressure or something outside coming onto us, but really it's so simple. It's so simple. Tasawuf. The adept is taught methods of meditation to tune in on audiences, and especially when they are to be a speaker or performer. After a while, they may become so proficient and full of understanding that it may not be necessary to tune in. They will become sensitive to the atmospheres. Then they can deal with each and all according to their understanding. They may be taken as a wit or good company, but it is all part of the spiritual development, so one can see in each and all the manifestation of the divine. And the last one from Hazrat Inayat Khan, Kateka. If a human through their life became like an angel, they would accomplish very little. The accomplishment which is most desirable for human is to fulfill the obligations of human life, which was what he was just talking about before. And Tasawuf. That is why the wise say that the fulfillment comes with the ordinary things often necessary for one's daily achievement. And when a disciple looked for the teachers of the celebrated Gurdjieff, they found them often ordinary people doing the simplest of tasks, yet in tune with the divinity. So that's it. That was the last reading of this year. And I just want to sit and breathe with you for a moment. Let's see if there is something that comes.
You are so Lord.
Salam. Jaya Salam. Jaya Salam. Peace be with you at this time and always. Blessings, blessings of love. Let's just take a moment and invite here all our brothers and sisters who are not physically here on this screen for in this moment, and people who are important to us, whom we love, and just sending that sense of Ya Salam to all these people. Ya Salam, Ya Salam, Ya Salam. And we offer our gratitude to all our teachers, all the beings of light who have supported, protected, guided us. Ya Shakur, Ya Shakur, Ya Shakur. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, for being here. I'm gonna put the recording off now.